Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Yud Ches, and we're going to be learning Se'ifim Yud Gimel Yud Dalet and Tes Vav. This is page 274, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. So, Se'if Yud Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutar Litin Kiton Shel Mayim L'Shel Shar Mashkim B'Kli Sheni She'esh Bo Mayim Chamin Aval B'Kli Rishon Aser. If you want to heat up, let's say, a bottle of water, a cold water bottle, and you want to heat it up, you could submerge it in a hot kli sheni, in a kli sheni that has hot water in it, but not in a kli rishon that has hot water in it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Vav, Kiton Shemayim after Mayim Bilvad below kli Gamkin Mutar La'ariv B'Toch Kli Sheni. Even if it weren't a bottle of water, you just wanted to mix actual cold water into a hot kli sheni, that would also be Mutar V'Chanal B'Sifyud Beis. So shouldn't it be obvious that to take a kli that has cold water in it and submerging it in a kli sheni is going to be mutter. Nakar al yidei kli. The reason we give the example of al yidei kli is mishum seifa, is because we're trying to set up the halacha about putting it into a kli rishon, which is going to be aser. Lashemina to be kli rishon, afil al yidei hafsakas kli aser. That if you put it into a kli rishon, that's going to be aser even with a hafsa kli. So you have a baby bottle with cold milk in it, and you want to heat up the baby bottle. So to stick it into a kli rishon that has boiling hot water in it is going to be aser, but to stick it into a kli sheni is going to be mutter. What is the definition of a kli sheni? Sivkat pei zayin, but kli sheni mikri kasheiru min hakli rishon shirtichu acham b'tocho l'toch kli zeh. It's when you take the pot where you boil the water and pour it into this kli. So the second kli is the kli sheni. That's how it got its name. Umutter afilu meyatzel edespo. And that's going to be mutter even if the water in the kli sheni is still yatzel edespo. It's still very hot. Aval im shoev b'kli reikon mitoch kli rishon. Let's say you take the kli sheni and you dip it into the kli rishon to scoop out of the kli rishon, you ladle it out. Yeshomim didino kli rishon. That might have a status of a kli rishon. Even the ladle might have a status of kli rishon because it went into the kli rishon. It wasn't just poured from the kli rishon. It submerged into the kli rishon. Ubepratim masha kli rekon betocha chamal retich vadim at the kli rishon. Certainly, if the kli rishon is still on the fire and you leave the ladle in the, submerged in the kli rishon as it boils, then certainly the ladle will have a din of a kli rishon. Chazanish is mechalik that Mishnah Berurah Soser himself in different places over here. He says that a ladle has a din of a kli rishon, and Sivkat Memhei said a ladle does not have a din of a kli rishon. Chazanish is mechalik whether the kli rishon is on the fire at the time that you ladled the food out. If it's on the fire, then whatever's in the ladle is a kli rishon. If it was not on the fire, then it would have a din of a kli sheni, says the Chazanish. See if you doubt it. Mutar liton kiton shel mayim o shar mashkim keneged ha'esh la'afik tzinasan. You're allowed to put a pitcher of water or any other liquid near a fire in order to warm it up a little bit to take the chill out. Ubelvat she'yitnim rochok me'esh b'nin she'niyachol ischamim bo'sumakom ad she'teh yatzoledes pirish mechalemes v'nich v'espo. As long as it's far enough away from the fire that it could never possibly conceivably rise to the temperature of yatzoledes by being left there. Da'ayinu makom shekreza sheltinok nich v'espo. How do we define yatzoledes? It's hot enough that it would burn a baby's stomach. Aval asur lekarvo leish lemakom she'ochel ischam shtei yatzoledes bo va'afilu laniach bo shor katanis she'tafik tzinaso asur kivin she'ochel ischbashel sham. You're not allowed to heat up a cold liquid by putting it close enough to a fire that it could get to yatzoledes, even though you're only going to leave it there for a minute. You're never going to give it a chance to get to yatzoledes. You're still not allowed to do that because we're afraid you might forget it. You might leave it there long enough to get to yatzoledes, and then you will have violated bishul. Says Ramav, Huadim beperus oshar dvarim hanachalim kamoshein chayin, and the same is true about anything else, any other raw food, even raw food that is edible. That is edible raw. It's still a violation of bishul to put it close enough to a fire where it's actually going to get cooked. Sifkatan peches beinyan sheinu yachal. You're allowed to put it near a fire as long as it can't get to yatzoledes. Haynu shafilu miyamdu shama mayim amashkin zvan. When we say it can't get to yatzoledes, it means even if you were to leave it there for a very long time, it wouldn't get to yatzoledes. What is yatzoledes? Dainu makom shekriso. We said it's a place that the baby's belly would get burnt. Because it's very hard to measure using your hands yatzoledes. Because some people have mommy hands, namely mommies, and their hands don't seem to get burnt from anything, and some people have daddy hands. and their hands seem to burn from a lot of things. So it's very hard to measure by an adult person. So it's much easier to burn your baby's belly and figure it out that way. It's a much more. It's not actually saying that, but it's saying that it's a much more universal criteria. There aren't babies that have rough bellies and babies that have soft bellies. So we said if you put it close enough that it could get to Yatzel Ledes, it's going to be awesome because we're afraid you might forget to take it away. And the same is true if you put peros near the fire. You shouldn't put it close enough to a fire, even if your intention is only to take the chill out of it, because you might leave it there long enough to cook. These peros are ready edible when they're raw, so is it that going to be a violation of bishul when you cook them? Yes, it's usher to cook raw fruits on Shabbos, even if it's edible raw. The idea of being edible raw helps us in bishul akum, that something is not subject to bishul akum when it's edible raw, but it doesn't help us by bishul Shabbos. The shaykh ben shein bishul shein mishtabchen ali deza, they are improved by the heat, so it's bishul on Shabbos. Avalit and rachot meish, but to put the peros a greater distance from the fire. Then even if it's something that would not be edible raw, it's going to be mutter because you're not cooking it. If you want to put a towel or some sort of lead kli near the fire to heat it up, that you have a tavshil in the kli that is not cooled down and you want it to remain hot, even though you're putting it so close to the fire that you might be cooking the kli itself. Forget about the food. The food's not a problem. The food's already boiling hot. You might be cooking the kli itself. That's going to be mutter because you're not trying to cook the kli. It's a davashen miskavin. Plus, you're not going to let the kli stay there till the point that it starts melting or anything like that because it will get ruined. So you wouldn't leave it there long enough to get to the point where it might possibly be cooked. See, if Tesvav, Dorishin is special called Sarchavu Yavish. If you have a dry food that is already fully cooked, a dry piece of chicken, She'ein bo marak, it has no sauce. Mutal anicho kenegna madura food makoshiatzel adesvo. You're allowed to heat it up by putting it near a flame, even in a place that's very hot, they can get siatzel ades. Meaning, if you are cooking it, if you are heating it by not putting it on the flame, not putting it in a way that in a place that you would normally cook something, even if it's very, very hot, it's going to be mutter because it's already cooked, so there's no violation of bishul. The only possible violation would be mechzik mevashel, that it looks like bishul. So as long as you put it keneged amadura, you put it near the flame and not on the flame, that's not mechzik mevashel. Says the Ramav, afilu mitzdanin kvar, even if it's totally cold, because a solid food, even if it's totally cold, is not going to be subject to bishul. Avalim roteach afilu b'davar sheish bo merak mutter. If it were hot, the mechaber would hold. Then even a saucy food would be mutter to reheat. The Yesh Mekilin Lomar, the Kol She'in Onosno, Al Gabi Eishu Akira Mamish, Rak Samuchlo, Afilin Etzdani Mutter. And there are those that are Mekil, that even a liquid can be reheated, as long as it was cooked once before, even if right now it's totally cooled down. V'nogu L'Hakol B'zeh Imlon Etzdani L'Gamri, Kamosh K'sap L'Obs and Rishon Gimel. The Ramah says, I'll give you a compromise opinion, as long as it's not fully cooled down, you're allowed to reheat a liquid. Once it's fully cooled down, you're not allowed to reheat a liquid. That says in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nisadi Beis, Davashen Spashal Tam, Dikivin Shekavar Nispashal, Shuv Ein Bezech Mishum Chashash Bishal. Once solid food has already been cooked, it's no longer going to be a Chashash Bishal to cook it once again. But to heat it on the fire is going to be Nisad Rabbanon because it looks like cooking. Aval Bezech Mamido Kenegan Amadura, but by putting it near a fire, Shein Dar Chmiyad Rabbanon Mepashal Kach, where no one cooks by putting things near a fire, so then it doesn't look like cooking, and it's not even going to be asr midrabanan. Ayn mashik savnul kamei b'shem roshes sover to samuch madura gamkein asr elitzarich la'arik tzas. And look at what we say in the name of the Rosh, who holds that putting it near a fire is also going to be asr. You need to put it a greater distance. it's from the fire. So we said as long as it's fully cooked and dry, because if it were not fully cooked, let's say you have a half cooked or three quarter cooked piece of chicken, and then you put it in a place where it gets very, very hot. That's a violation of bishul, perhaps midoraisa, to cook it further. So it has to be fully cooked. That's the shaila about heating up rare meat on Shabbos, right? You're going to put it in the warming drawer and you say, okay, or on the hot plate or whatever it is, whatever you use to warm your food, and you say, it's not mechzikim mevashel, this is not a way that people normally cook, but you might actually be cooking, because if it's bleeding and then you put it in the, on your hot plate and now it's medium rare and it's, and you hold that that's better, so then you violated bishul. And mainly you're not allowed to put it in a hot place. And if it's a liquid, even if it was fully cooked at one point but has since cooled down, it's going to be asur. So we said you could put it near a fire. Meaning there are always two issues you have to look at. You have to look at, am I violating bishul? And you have to look at, am I violating mechzik in the vashel? So am I violating bishul? Well, if it's a solid food that's already fully cooked, you cannot be violating bishul. If it's a liquid that's still boiling, you cannot be violating bishul. It's already cooked, right? But you might be violating mechzik mevashel. How do you avoid that? By putting it near a fire, not on a fire. Nagat negra madura velo etzel madura. It says near a fire and not etzel madura. Lahoros to teach me shetzarich laharchu ktsas min madura, that there needs to be some distance from the fire. V'lochein lo shechashinu shiavelachat isbe. And that's why I'm not concerned that you're going to come to stoke the fire. Because once the Chacham required you to distance it from the fire, so it will be very recognizable that this is something you shouldn't mess with and you shouldn't play with the fire. Now, some of the Achronim say that this is all talking about if you have a separate bonfire. Aval kishamadura say it's a mubitoch atanur, but if you have a fire going inside your oven, also lachal shabkader afilu marcha ktsasman madura, you can't put a pot in that oven, even if it's somewhat distant from the fire that's in the oven. Oh, the fire's on the left side of the oven, I'm putting the pot on the right side of the oven. No, that doesn't work if it's inside the oven. Kivin shumokum shiatzal ledesbo, if it's hot, lo garim yimashim vorb simration gibel tasal lachal shkader. Just like you're not allowed to put a pot into a stove that's not swept out. Even if it's not right on the fire. But if you do a kli al gabi kli, then it's going to be mutter. So you have fire on the bottom of the oven, then you have another kli on top of that, and you rest this on top of another kli. So that's unusual enough that's going to be mutter. The Ramah at the beginning is explaining the Shita Samachaber that liquids are subject to bishul again, even after they've been previously cooked, as long as they cool down at all. Roteach means yatzal ledes. V'yesh mekin lomer. But then there's another opinion, Palag Amachaber Tisvirulei, that disagrees with the Machaber and holds Zidavka Kshu Yavish, that if you have a liquid that has cooled down, it's subject to bishul. That's what the Mechaber holds, that it's still subject to bishul for cooled down. But this opinion holds that it's never going to be subject to bishul, even if it's fully cooled down. If you put it literally on the fire, you may not be violating bishul, but I'll call but it would still be an issue of looking like bishul. You're also going to come to stoke the coals. Imlo, after dasa mechaber, kivin shenitzdan not mechaber musa v'ni yatzal ledesbo shuv yeshbo mishum bishul. The mechaber holds that once something is below yatzal ledesbo, once a liquid is below lo yatzel let it smoke. Even though previously was boiling, it's an isser of bishul. But the Rama says that our minig is that as long as it's not fully cooled down, you're allowed to heat it up again. So to review what we learned tonight, we learned that you are allowed to heat a pitcher of water by soaking it in a hot kli sheni, but not in a kli rishon, and not in a ladle, which is considered like a kli rishon. Then we learned that you can warm up cold water or raw food by putting them near a fire, as long as it's not close enough to ever get cooked. We don't distinguish between leaving it there for a short or long amount of time, because even if you plan on leaving it for a short amount of time, you might leave it there for a long amount of time, and we don't distinguish between something that's edible raw and not edible raw. And then we said you could warm up fully cooked food, keneged hamadura, but not in the oven. And finally we said that there's a three-way machlokas about bishul achar bishul bedavar lach, whether liquids that have been previously cooked are still subject to bishul. The mechaber holds aser, if it cooled down at all, it's aser. The Rama quotes an opinion that says mutter, and then the Rama is machriya and says that we paskin that it's mutter as long as it was not nitzan in the gamri, as long as it did not fully cool down. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll be at a different time, not sure yet, I'll be traveling, but we'll pick up with Se'if, Tess, Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.